Friday edition, welcome, happy day. Humanoids, men in particular in Canada. So many men say, hey, we have a terrible system. Who can fix it? Somebody's got to run. Why don't you run? Hey, but you can't because I got a skeleton in my closet. You say, you got to let the skeleton just tumble out. You got to just leave it there. And you got to move on and you got to help save the country because all of these whacks that we have running Canada, they're doing a terrible job. And more than 80% of all Canadians are saying, these guys, they're tired, they're elitist, they're governing us and they're supposed to represent us and they don't. We got to get rid of them, but nobody will replace them unless you do it. Power unused is power denied. You have the power. I'm scared. You know, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if my wife finds this out? And what if somebody else finds that out? Come on, let's rock. Hey, we got to save the country, save the nation. Power unused is power denied. And you all have a lot of power. And that skeleton you're thinking about, is it really that bad? I doubt it. I mean, come on. And if it is and somebody accuses you of something in the past, say, I'm here to talk about the future. It's not about me. It's about my country. To heck with me. I don't have a criminal record. I haven't killed anybody. It's about the country. I'm here to save the country for my children and your children and our grandchildren. Leave me alone. I don't come and say that somebody got sexually assaulted 40 years ago. I mean, because I didn't do it. Fight, but don't fight about that. Fight about the country. I don't know. I'm kind of going in circles here, but I think you get it. We need help and it's up to us because there ain't nobody else going to come and save us. It is time. Corporate welfare, just another reason why you need to run. In Canada, it's just totally out of control. And it used to be kind of transparent. You got to see who was screwing the government, right? Because the government said, come and get me. And they did, and they got zillions of dollars. But now, the prime minister, since he's been in power, they're hiding the names of the people and they're giving out billions and billions of dollars. I'm talking to people who own successful companies. Of course, they're successful because they get government money all the time, and it ain't government money, it's taxpayer money. You know, these loan repayment programs that they have as well. I'll give you guys $100 million. And by the way, in Clause 3, it says you don't have to pay it back, and this is a pretty common thing. It's going on all of the time. Run for office, please. If you have a pulse and if you have a conscience and if you're a good guy, help us. Don't be a politician, be a statesman. That's Canada talk. A quick talk on Bermuda. This is kind of an interesting thing. The Bermuda Senate and House of Assembly recently passed legislation replacing same-sex marriage with domestic partnerships. And people, politicians in Britain are extremely bothered and upset by that. They said, oh no, we want them to marry. But they didn't say they can't marry. They're using different verbiage. I've often said this, and people say, you're against homosexuals. I said, I'm not. I don't care. Go marry Bill. Hey, if you want, but don't say the same thing. Don't use the same verbiage. And domestic, that's what it should be. I mean, because we have marriages. Men and women marry. I mean, if a man wants to marry, they should have a different term. It's kind of like I have a driver's license to drive a car, but if I want to drive a bus or a great big truck, I have to get a different class of license. It's not the same because I'm driving a different vehicle. These guys have a different vehicle, right? I mean, a man and a man, that would certainly be different driving, don't you all know? Come back tomorrow. I have more for you. I got more. I got to keep that to myself. See ya.